Joried fumes over Trump's White House ballroom, raise every edifice he's built. By Amy Furr on October 31, 2025. Former MSNBC host Joy Reid wants every bit of President Donald Trump's legacy erased and his home in Florida turned into a leftist museum. In a Blue Sky post on October 22, Reid was referring to Trump's White House renovations that include constructing a ballroom. I pray that a future president, if we still have a democracy, will erase every trace of Trump's existence. Raise every edifice he's built, strip his name from everything. Restore the White House as if he never lived there and turn Mar-a-Lago into a black, LGBTQ, women's, oppie and immigrant history museum, she wrote. During an interview with Fox News, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt addressed Democrats' apparent frustration with the president's efforts to renovate the building. She said, "I believe there's a lot of fake outrage right now. Because nearly every single president who has lived in this beautiful White House behind me has made modernizations and renovations of their own." Levitt continued. "So while many presidents have privately dreamt about this, it's President Trump who is actually doing something about it, and he is the builder-in-chief. In large part, he was re-elected back to this people's house because he's good at building things. He has done it his entire life, his entire career, and construction is a process. At the end, the East Wing, which is an entirely separate structure from the executive mansion you see behind me, will be more modern and beautiful than ever. And then on top of that, the White House is going to have a big, beautiful ballroom for generations of Americans to come. And the best part of it all, it's not a dime of the taxpayers' money. The president has worked hard to privately fund this entire project from start to finish." Meanwhile, Hollywood celebrities lost their minds and had online meltdowns over the ballroom when construction began not long ago, per Breitbart News. In July, Reid also targeted President Trump's wife, First Lady Melania Trump, and bizarrely fantasized about her being deported.